You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to link up for Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
Morning, Desley. How are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. You've just scared the bejesus out of me. 2 months until January.
I know. It's all rushing towards us pretty rapidly at the moment. Though I'm sure we're all looking forward to a bit of a summer holiday.
That's right.
Hey, there's been some big news out of council in the last week. Auckland Council has adopted a plan which is looking at the future development strategy, or the FDS, and this looks at how Auckland grows over the next 30 years. And quite a significant part of this is that the council has greenlit brownfield developments, which basically means intensity in already existing suburbs. And I think this was perhaps a surprise for some people, which there's been a lot of discussion about how density and intensity is going to happen in Auckland City. What was the conversations that led to this development?
Well, if you remember, we actually took this to the people of Auckland back in, I think it was July this year. Or the consultation closed in July. And Aucklanders were asked about three key components of a future development strategy. They were asked about the approach to focus most of Auckland's growth within existing urban areas and around local centres, and they were asked whether they thought it was right that we avoided further growth in areas mm-hmm. with significant environmental hazards. And then the third thing that was focused on in the consultation was did they think it was right to prioritise nature-based infrastructure that responds to the impacts of climate change, you know, things like wetlands and bits and, you know, as opposed to the hard. As a result of that conversation, the FDS, or Future Development Strategy, that went out did have some changes with a stronger focus, and not surprisingly, Rachel, really, a stronger focus on adapting to flooding hazards and the protection of life and property. So the new FDS really has four key actions. Because we already had, it's very high level, and we already had, as you said, a development strategy, which was roughly 25% of the greenfields and the rest and what's known as brownfields. But the four key actions of the new FDS is there is a small reduction in greenfield land previously indicated for urban development, and that's around 800 hectares. Mm-hmm. So in the scheme of things, you could argue that it's a lot or a little. It's not a big amount, really, when you look at all of Auckland. And interestingly enough, it's in places like Hatfield Beach, parts of Tūturu Huapai and Riverhead, Takaanini, and Drury Opaheke. And these were all areas that were exposed to significant flooding risks over the beginning of the year, and they just sort of think that future development would be inappropriate. So those were particular areas that reduced it. Those are the green areas that had that reduction in it. We really think there will be minimal impact on Auckland's overall housing capacity by taking away that greenfield, because it will be made up elsewhere. The second bit to it was to support local investment in key locations. And we have identified locations as having short to medium term infrastructure constraints, so we made sure that they've been identified. And we've said that you shouldn't do it here in certain places where investment would be beyond water or transport. And I think that's important.
It is important. Yeah. Just before we get to the other two points, I did want to ask, because I think when Aucklanders think about the conversations we've heard in the media over the last 18 months about density and how we're building for the future in Auckland, a lot of the headlines have been taken up with whether or not we have these special character areas in town. Does this plan interact with that at all, I think, is something that we've had some questions about. And what does that mean about how the council is seeing the role of those inner city suburbs as densification spots?
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at where the infrastructure investment that we have already is planned or prioritised over the next 10 years, I mean, there are places like Westgate, Tāmaki, Mount Roskill, Mangere, Drury, and the CBD, Auckland City Centre. So I think if you know already that you've got short, you know, infrastructure investment and that they can cope with that development, that's kind of where it should be. I think that we are prioritising that infrastructure investment where in areas where growth is appearing. Look, basically the government was saying, make sure Auckland and the other city in New Zealand that you have capacity for the next 30 years for housing. You know, we want housing for people to buy and to rent and to live in. And, you know, you could argue, you know, we already had it under the unit to plan anyway. Mm. This is just being a little bit more specific about where it should be with regards to that growth on top
right.
of the plans we already have.
Just briefly, those other 2 points, what do they encompass, Desley?
Well, one that we've just talked about really, which is identifying priority areas for investments, and they were matched to our infrastructure investment.
Yeah.
And then, the last one was creating more capacity and, inverted commas, good locations.
Mm.
And so, you know, while, as I said, we had a plan for the next 30 years, not all of it will likely to be developed, you know. So it's more direction was given for more housing capacity to be created in areas of high demand. And it also recognises the need for business growth.
Yeah.
As well as residential growth. So, you know, there's another sort of 250 hectares for business land and the likes of Whenua Pai, which they've brought forward.
Mm. Well, this
so
is
quite specific in the areas in plan, from a plan perspective, quite specific in areas.
It is, yeah. I think that this is going to be a very interesting ongoing conversation. I just want to know what's the next step, because 30 years is a long time. This is a big encompassing plan. What is the kind of thing that we kick into now in terms of actions?
Well, I think the next one, it sort of sits there as a high-level strategic plan for a while until it's reviewed again. But the interesting bit will be where central government sits on their growth plans
mm-hmm.
and their direction. And, you know, the vote was pretty strong, you know, 18, 4 and 3 and 3 against. I think there was one abstention. But the three who voted against were the conversation that, or the sort of feeling that they had is they wanted to see where the government was sort of coming from, which may be, you know, different to where Auckland is coming from. But the mayor was sort of saying, well, let's not wait for see what the government says. Let's tell them what we want. So there will be, I think, coming up with central government and local government, some legislative changes at the beehive that will impact decisions that have been made and are being made in Auckland. It's going to be next steps for me, I think. It's
yeah.
that quick. But it is a plan that is reviewed on a regular basis.
Well, it's very interesting to see it come out. I would recommend people read about it as well, because this is going to be big changes for Tāmaki Makaurau over our lifetime. But let's talk a wee bit about right now in the harbour. What's the water quality looking like at the moment, Desley? Because obviously we've seen a lot of sewage pumped in there with that sinkhole from about a month ago. What's the status of both the rahui and also the actual quality for fishing, swimming, recreational stuff?
Well, the good news is the pump station is working, but look, a little bit of a shout out to those who live in around the temporary pump station. Watercare put out a little bit of an SOS to me yesterday. People are still putting the wrong things down their toilets and kitchen sinks, and temporary pipes aren't as strong as a permanent solution, and they are causing a few blockages. So, you know, again, if you live in that area, pee, poo and toilet paper only is what's to go down the toilet. You think it'd be pretty obvious, but it's not. So that's causing a few concerns. And as a result, so the temporary pump station is working. The sewage isn't flowing out.
Great news.
Which is great news. I was at Ngāti Whārua Marae last night. They are reviewing the rahui as we speak. I thought I might have something to share with you, but I haven't as yet. Look, a little interesting thing is they're doing, you know, a lot of the big beaches have been opened, like Mission Bay, St Heliers and stuff, all got great bags. But the rahui is still Okahu Bay, Tinana Wilson's Beach, Judges Bay, St Mary's Bay, Macefield Beach by Curran Street there. That's still in place. And the water testing is a combination of environmental scientists and quite some wonderful natural stuff. Now, I'll tell you a little fun fact. They've got these big containers of oysters, and an oyster can filter around 200 litres of water through their gills a day. Now, we, as humans, are theoretically supposed to drink 2 litres of water a day, and our kidneys flush that, you know, any toxins out using our kidneys. So an oyster is 100 times that, a little old oyster. Look how big an oyster is.
Very impressive.
But they'd be looking at that that natural filtration system as well as, you know, the data. And it's being looked at right at the moment. But as I said, the main point for me is the sewage is not flowing into the harbour. We had a bit of a concern when it was raining about a few days ago because that's, you know, those overflows are designed for exactly that, with lots of rain. But now the dry weather is here for a while. I'm hoping that...
Exactly. I'm sure we're all looking forward to a little bit of sunshine and a little bit of clean water for us to have some summer swims in soon. But that is good news that it is heading in the right direction at least. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. It's great to hear what's been happening around Tāmaki Makaurau. We will talk to you again next Tuesday. Take care.
You will indeed.
Ka kite.
Have a good day.
Ka kite.
That was Is Missing That with Deputy Mayor Desley Simpson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.